Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, August 19th, 2016. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. It's been a crazy week, so we're not going to get into all the craziness, but let's get into some of it. Last week at the box office, your number one movie was Suicide Squad, $43 million. Number two was Sausage Party, $34 million. Number three, Pete's Dragon with $21 million. Followed by Jason Bourne, number 4, $13.8 million, and Bad Moms rounded out the top 5 with $11.3 million. Your new movies this week include War Dogs and Ben-Hur, and other movies in limited release. In the news, some of it, because we can't get into all of it, The Nightly Show with Larry Wilmore aired its finale last night. It was canceled on Monday, so that was abrupt. Cyborg will be appearing on The Flash. Lin-Manuel Miranda is working as co-writer on the live-action The Little Mermaid movie. Transformers Combiner Wars Season 1 Episode 3 The Duel was posted on Go 90. It's a cartoon. De La Soul has confirmed they will be appearing on the new Gorillaz album. Ask your parents what that means. Jared Leto has been cast as something or other in the Blade Runner sequel. What? I don't know. IFC's comedy Bang Bang TV show is coming to an end this year, which is kind of a shame. It was an outgrowth of the Comedy Bang Bang podcast, which came out of a live show, originally known as Comedy Death Ray. I got to see it a bunch when I lived in Los Angeles, and it was a good show. But that show is gone, and now so is this one. So check it out if you like. In what may be the greatest headline of the week, I read Rainn Wilson joins Jason Statham's prehistoric shark movie. It's called Meg, presumably for Megalodon, not Megan. Fan Bingbing's in it. I guess it takes place in China. Sounds interesting. Also, next year, it's worth noting, if you haven't looked at the 2017 movie release schedule, not every weekend, but almost every weekend, is a reboot, a remake, or a sequel to an existing franchise. There's a few weeks that aren't, but between horror, sci-fi, comic books, everything else, because we got a new Alien movie, we got Justice League, we got Wonder Woman, we got Star Wars, we got Guardians of the Galaxy, we got Spider-Man, we got a lot. And it's going to be a huge, busy, big year for toys because a lot of these movies have toys. I assume most of these movies are going to have toys, but not necessarily big, extensive lines. I'm looking at certain licensors. You probably know which ones. They're probably going to do a suite of figures, but not a ton. So stand by for more on that.
On sale at Entertainment Earth.
Our clearance sale continues, and we've even added a couple of items with lower prices. I'm not going to tell you what they are. You have to find them. So check our clearance sale for over 2,000 items from Hasbro, Gentle Giant, Diamond Select Toys, Mattel, Funko, you name it. We probably have something somewhat related to it on sale. I highly recommend checking out some great exclusive items. We have some of those on Markdown for the first time, and we have lots of other items that would make a great gift for somebody. If you spend $79 on our clearance sale, that stuff's in stock and it ships for free, so you may as well. I mean, seriously, it's a great deal. And I think it ends next week, so you might want to go ahead and look into that. And while you're at it, you can also look at some new toys. We added the Hikari Quinn Roughhouse figure. It's a vinyl Hikari figure from Funko. It's really nice. I think we got a good chunk of those already sold, so there might not be many left up for grabs. A new exclusive from Mezco Toys, the Living Dead Dolls Munchkins of Oz 3-pack. Creepy little guys are up right now. We even added the Fantasy Figure Gallery DC Comics Poison Ivy resin statue variant, as well as a Batgirl from Luis Rayo. Looks really cool. Godzilla Vinyl Wars Ibira Wave 12 Sopubi vinyl figure. It's a previews exclusive, and if you like lobsters, and I do, it's very nice. From Comic Images, we added a Star Wars Darth Vader briefcase messenger bag. It looks like Darth Vader's chest armor, which is a design I don't really see done enough. Because at first glance, you'll be like, how is that Darth Vader? And you look at it for a second, and you're like, oh, yeah, it's Darth Vader. It's pretty cool. Check it out. It's on our website. It's from the same people who brought you the Chewbacca messenger bag a few years ago. I see those at airports occasionally, conventions once in a while. It's a popular bag, and if you don't see it, then you can't have one. I guess that's how that works. So check it out. I will see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Check us out on Twitter at Ent Earth. Follow us on Facebook. And don't forget to sign up for the satellite newsletter, where we will tell you about new exclusives, new sales, and whatever new we added that week. Well, most of it. We add a lot of new things a week. So, okay, some of it, because there's a lot of stuff. See you next time, everybody.